Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 12th, 2021, and this is episode 51 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto this podcast, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Well, it's Monday again. We're headed into mid-April, and I hope you had a great weekend. I know I've shared this before, but if you're new around here, we build the weekly theme for everything that is Context and Clarity off of our special guest for the week. Maybe you don't know this, but Context and Clarity is this podcast. It's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. One reality of starting a show like this and finding guests for all those Thursday simulcast episodes is that you start with a wish list and with who you know. And then you just start reaching out to people and, in a sense, you see what happens. You don't necessarily know how the schedule is going to work out. So it's pretty amazing to see how these themes come together week after week. This week's theme will be no different. But before we get into this week, did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we covered some pretty challenging topics. And I think we were successful in getting people to think bigger and think about the impact that they make and they can make on the world. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 46, we kicked off our theme by talking about the community of small firm and solo architects and asked, how do we support each other, even create a safety net for ourselves and our peers? Tuesday, in episode 47, we talked about the impact that we knowingly or unknowingly have on the world around us, and we asked, what's bigger than architecture? By the way, Tuesday was also the one-year anniversary of the first Context and Clarity live stream. April 6, 2020 was when this all began. On Wednesday's episode 48, we asked, what's bigger than ourselves? And searched for a way out of our own bubbles or our silos and a view of other people's perspectives. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed architect, podcaster, and preservation pro, Nikita Reed, to talk about the interconnectedness of architecture, historic preservation, sustainability, race, and gender. Finally, on Friday's episode 50, we segued from asking what's bigger than to thinking about taking action. When considering making an impact in our community, our world, and our relationships, what's one small thing? What's the least that you can do? I hope you enjoyed that week of topics as much as I did. It was a challenging week. That's the thing with critical conversations. They're not usually easy, but I think it was an important group of topics. If you missed any of these, or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I do very little there. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I love digging into some of the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. But that's about it for me. If you're not a Facebook fan, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and maybe even think about adding to those live conversations that are going on in there. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format, and we'll get right back into a new theme for the week. I'm calling it Be the Best. I said earlier that these themes come from the topics we'll cover with our special Thursday guest, and this week, Catherine and I will talk to Randy Wilburn. Randy is the founder of Encourage, Build, Grow, and he focuses on leadership development, communication, and professional development for design professionals. So we'll spend the week talking about helping architects be better leaders, better employees, and better colleagues. With that, today's question is, what does it take to be the best leader that you can be? I'm really looking forward to this conversation because I believe there's a leadership vacuum today. It doesn't matter where you look, politics, corporate, family, the church. I think the world is starving for leaders. And when I say vacuum, I'm not picturing some space capsule where something punched a hole in the side and all the air is rushing out into the vacuum of space. I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but it seems to me that leadership has eroded over time. It didn't disappear overnight. As obvious as some of the examples are, the hiring of some soulless CEO or the election of a narcissistic candidate, it didn't simply start this process. I don't know, maybe real leaders have always been in short supply. So if I'm right, if we're in desperate need of good leaders, what do we do? Maybe a better question is, what does it take to be a good leader? I think it's an even more important question when we consider the fact that we all have someone to lead. If you have kids, they need leadership. If you have employees, you have someone to lead. Even if you're a solo architect, you need to lead your clients through a process or to a decision, even simply to agree to sign your proposal. So here's what I think you need. 5 things to be a good leader. I'm sure there are more, but here's my list. If you're going to be a good leader, you need empathy to understand and connect with the people that you're going to lead. If you're going to be a good leader, you need to have the authority to lead and the understanding that authority is earned. If you're going to be a good leader, you need a vision of a better future. Nobody's going to follow you if they don't know where you're going. If you're going to be a good leader, you need a plan. I think they'll follow you as long as they know where you're headed, but I sure think it gives everyone more confidence if they have some idea how you're planning to get there. Finally, if you're going to be a good leader, you need to be honest. Not necessarily in the sense of being trustworthy, but you have to be honest along the journey. No one wants to be lied to. No one is looking for a leader to say, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Everyone is looking for a leader that tells them what to expect and that has the authority, the vision, and a plan to get them through it. So those are my five. What do you think it takes to be a good leader? Think about that and join our Context and Clarity conversation later today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.